KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Republicans are ready to vote on President Trump's $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and spending cuts. And even though they have been up all night, they still haven't voted yet. The reason, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, using his leadership status to talk against Medicaid and food stamp cuts in the bill. He's been doing that for more than 5 hours this morning. A better-than-expected jobs report in the month of June. 147,000 jobs added last month, more than the 110,000 that were expected.
The improved employment picture last month came despite tariff-induced slowdowns in hiring and continuing layoffs in federal government. The downside of stronger hiring, though, is that the Federal Reserve may be less inclined to reduce interest rates when the Board of Governors meets at the end of this month.
ABC's Jim Ryan. A drive-by shooting in Chicago has left 4 people dead and 14 wounded, 3 of them critically. It happened outside a nightclub. Witnesses say a dark car pulled up and those inside began shooting at the crowd. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The traffic has already started. Independence Day weekend is one of the busiest travel times of the year. AAA expects nearly 1.5 million Wisconsinites will hit the road this week, and another 60,000 will hop on a flight. Meanwhile, they say more than 100,000 folks will be taking buses and trains. Traffic is expected to be a little busier this year than last year, with a 2.5% increase in people driving. Now, here's what you really want to know. When is the best time to hit the road? AAA says for the next few days, you'll find less traffic before 11 a.m. or noon. Roads are expected to be busiest in the afternoon and early evening hours. AAA says Sunday, highways will be packed from noon to 6 o'clock. And every year, you hear reminders about fireworks safety before the 4th of July. And for good reason. Here's Lisa Hale.
Safe, sane, sober. 3 words to keep in mind when using fireworks at home. Most fire departments will recommend leaving the fireworks to the professionals. But with Independence Day celebrations, there are bound to be some people using fireworks at home. Green Bay Metro Fire Captain Nick Craig said fireworks cause thousands of children to end up in the emergency room every year.
The biggest thing is the amount of injuries. We're looking at over 10,000 injuries caused by consumer fireworks every year. And the ones that are legal for consumers to buy are actually causing the majority of those injuries.
Sparklers are prime examples of that.
They burn at over 1,200 degrees. That's super hot. Obviously, the end of the metal rod on the sparkler is red hot when it's done burning. Sparklers account for 29% of fireworks injuries for children under the age of 5.
For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Please stay safe this weekend. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The series finale. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets square off for game 3 of their series tonight. The two teams stand at 1 game apiece. Yesterday, the Brewers won the first of a doubleheader, 7-2. The Mets went on to win the nightcap, 7-3. Milwaukee's Jacob Mizorowski giving up 5 runs in the second inning, including a grand slam. Things started to unravel after that. Manager Pat Murphy.
He'd have it for one pitch and didn't, and then you could just see the ball wasn't coming out of his fingers the same. And you could see the frustration building, and that's too good of a team and too good of a lineup. You know, this is the days you realize how good these guys are, all major league players. It's so tough to perform at the highest level and be consistent. When you're off a little bit, it can be the difference. And Miz just wasn't in sync.
So tonight it'll be Jose Quintana on the mound against New York's left-hander David Peterson. The Cubs beat the Guardians 5-4. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
It is going to be a hot and humid couple of days. Today, sunny with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm late this afternoon and again tonight. Our high today, 88. Tonight, upper 60s. The 4th of July will be sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 91. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 79.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Dan Schaefer, political editor at Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area, will be here to update us live on the latest of the state budget and another holiday edition of What's Worse. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMD.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
Every single House Democrat will vote hell no against this one big ugly bill. And all we need are four House Republicans to join us in defense of their constituents, who will suffer mightily from this bill.
Hmm. And were there, Chris? Were there? Spoiler alert. Were there four Republicans with a soul?
Not a one.
No, there was not. No, that's correct. That's actually correct. Hey, so it seems like we can't have nice things anymore. But guess what? We can.
What?
Oh, they're gone.
They're back.
God, look at me like some psychotic Alice from the Brady Bunch trying to crawl right into your boxes. That's how much I miss you. Trying to crawl into your box with you.
We missed you. We missed you, everybody.
People say they depend on me for their mental health. I depend on you. So you have to understand your role in America. I cannot go 2 weeks without talking.
It was hard. It was challenging.
It was challenging. Wow, wow, wow.
It's a lot.
And a lot happened. And every time something happened, I was like, ugh.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's even for this era. And you guys, thank you for sending me the, you know, Joy Reads and the Letitia James and, you know, all the people that, and Joy's going to join us on Monday, but just the people that are like just inspiring us and making us feel like we're not taking crazy pills. This really is as bad as we think it is, right?
It's worse than my worst thoughts about what it could be. which is shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm very, very concerned about so many people, because there's going to be a real reality, and that's humans, you know, and there's going to be a human cost to this. And I don't think we're thinking about that hard enough, you know, because to me, when you tell me 18 million people are going to be kicked off, potentially.
Yeah.
And everyone affected.
Everybody we know will be affected. And we should be in the streets today.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's the thread I read earlier. That's exactly the difference between us and our parties is that, you know, someone said, hey, Trump voters, I care about you and your family. What's going to happen to you and your family, even though you didn't care about me and my family? You know, like that's the difference between us is we can go, oh, it's going to be great for us politically. But that's not our genetic makeup as liberals. We actually do care how many people are going to die and suffer.
We understand our interdependence. The idea that you can somehow insulate your community, even if it is Alaska, from these policies with a few backdoor deals is not. It's not just naive. It's really not showing up for your constituents under the guise of showing up for them. You know, hiding your cowardice behind, well, I got things for my state. No, you didn't.
Yeah. And we're so sick of this, Chris and I saying this skit, that happens every time with Mikowski and Collins and how cynical they are and how they make noise in the House that they're going to hold out. And then they all bend the knee to Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. These people are
watching. That
ain't
going to happen.
You know, it's and also everybody's a little late to the fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like the punditry, too. Like, this is really bad. It was bad in 2016. Like this, you know, like this is the cementing of that.
A lot of, you know, it's interesting. We're talking to Joy, you know, who's obviously joined us for Sexy Liberal. But, you know, people saying like she is even more on fire now that she's freed from sort of the corporate shackles. Because, I mean, corporate media absolutely has failed us. And you know, it's one of the things I will die mad about is Joy Reid. Because I was saying to you guys, she's just working at a level that nobody else is working at, in my opinion. She is such a depth and breadth of knowledge and history and is just so smart. And I think it's you realize how critical those voices are now. And so you got to go. I mean, you sent me a talk with her and Malcolm Nance on Substack. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where people are going now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And she really did. You know, it takes a lot to kind of shut Malcolm Nance down.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and she really did like school him on what black participation or not lack of black participation in the protests is about.
Yeah.
And I thought she put it really well. And the way I would put it is, why is it? Don't keep looking up. We can't be the problem and the solution every time. You know
Thank
what I'm saying?
Thank you. Well, Chris, who was it this week that said, you know, rude pundit, somebody just talking about, you know, I'm not afraid I'm going to get snatched up. And I said, bingo, that's your white privilege.
Right.
I'm not afraid ICE is going to pick me up. You know, like, so use your white privilege to put your white ass out there, you know, to shield other people. That you know, I was trying to explain to people around the country, Frangela, the degree of fear that, you know, and the degree of ghost town we are here in Los Angeles and a lot of places. And, you know, Francis, I know you've talked about this, seeing it in your own neighborhood.
You're downstairs from me, outside my window, we had an ICE raid. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
a week ago, and there were 15 white vans just throwing men, day workers, into those vans, just cuffing them. They weren't asking them any questions. They weren't saying anything. But what the eye saw was just regular people just putting their cars in the way.
Yeah,
they were blocking traffic.
Blocking
and people
ice,
were screaming. I mean, it was just watching people run.
Yeah.
Terrified.
Yeah. I mean, we've been.
They've been throwing the flower vendors.
Yes.
The people who sell flowers
Griffith
outside
Park.
Of cemeteries.
Yeah. Here in Griffith Park. Yeah. I mean, it's we talked about Alvera Street. I mean, people are saying this is worse than COVID. I mean, all our crops are rotting in the fields. The price of produce is going to go through the roof, right? Mm-hmm. All you egg voters out there. I mean,
it's just a lie. You know, we've said this the whole time. Nobody was voting because of prices. This is a vote on privilege and identity.
Please.
This is not a vote on, like, because clearly they don't care about prices.
They're taking away Haitian citizenship because it's not about, it's about brown people. It's not about, you know, they're legal.
It's never been about anything else.
Yeah. Go ahead, Francis.
Can I just say,
those are your pre-chans. When your pre-chans go up like this, I know it's, yeah, go ahead.
This country has never come to terms with slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And that it needs low cost to no cost people to work here in this country. And there is a wide swath, I think, of Republicans who do not understand that. They do not understand how America works. And it's on brown people.
I mean, more than that, I saved actually a couple different tweets for you guys. But Heather says, Trump and the GOP's dream is to have a system to sign up immigrants for work, a new type of temporary pass that gives farmers ownership of immigrants and makes
immigrants
pay to be the owner's responsibility, makes immigrants' freedom and path to citizenship non-existence. Slavery. The GOP dream is to return to slavery. I mean, 100%. We are sitting here in concentration camps, and that's slavery they're describing.
Yep.
Yes.
It's exactly what it is. You want to stay here in any kind of way, then you got to work for me under whatever conditions I say. And you can't. You got to do what I say. Wait, they're going to stop paying them. They're going to put them in called company script. And, like, it's the goal is always the same. This system cannot function without having poor people. It cannot function with having people who are below poverty. And so the way that they are, what they're trying to do is make sure that those people are as far, that they're as far from it as they can possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you keep the poor white people from going crazy is you promise them that their whiteness will protect them from being that.
Yep. And it's like every awful thing from our past. I was having flashbacks about Hurricane Katrina when we were talking about this, you know, alligator Auschwitz, that it couldn't withstand an inch and a half of rain yesterday. There's water. I mean, but I said, like, that's the point, is that when there's a hurricane, they'll go, oh, well, you know. I mean, you know, it's a concentration camp for brown people. That's what it
wait
is.
Wait till they put it on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
It'll be a Christy Nome special about how they're keeping America safe.
They're already selling merch from the White House. You saw the thing with Trump and the alligators with ice hats on, and they think it's, you know, funny.
They think it's funny. I mean, they think it's really funny.
The Republican Party in Florida is selling alligator Auschwitz merch because
I just can't that people, you know, I need some I'm sorry's, you were right, from the people who were like, you're over, but come on now, you guys. Trump's not going to be a Nazi. He's not a Nazi. I need people to recognize that they didn't recognize the truth.
I keep saying all morning, you know, you don't have to be the daughter of a Nuremberg prosecutor to go. All these places in Germany, Dachau, that I visited in college, they started as migrant detention centers.
Yes, work camps. It's just places for people to work and be a part of the war effort. Like, it's, you know, and all we're doing is asking that people have identification on them and we know where they are. That's all we're, why is that bad?
Yeah.
You know, and why do you care if somebody who's already in death row, you know, who's a prisoner, gets executed by mistake? Why would you care?
Yeah, but what percentage? What huge percentage of them have committed no crimes?
Talking about flower vendors and makeup artists.
Yes. Not only have they not had due process, that's why I keep saying stop calling it a prison. People in any prison have had due process.
Something
at least.
Has happened. Yeah. They've been in front of some kind of court.
Right. Yeah. Right. Let me just randomly choose another awful story, just because why not? Because we're talking about complete lawlessness.
Just stick it in a bag and pull it up.
Former FBI agent accused of egging on rioters to attack police during the January 6th riot at the Capitol is now serving in the Justice Department as part of the so-called weaponization working group. He was on trial when he was pardoned as one of Trump's pardons. I said, can we put this to rest there, the pro-police party? I mean, there's another guy we talked about earlier that had a kill list, like the guy in Minnesota did, of everybody that worked on his January 6th case. And these are all the people that were pardoned, right? But immigrants are the criminals, right?
That's, I mean, people are going to have to find out the hard way. That's clearly, America's hard-headed. That's clearly what's going to have to happen.
Yeah. And what does a hard head make, Angela? What does a hard head make for? A soft behind.
That's right. Oh, that must be new. That must be new.
We
remain not Boo-Boo the Fool, right?
It's old. It's real old. And wrong, actually, as a parenting thing. It's actually illegal and wrong.
Okay. All right.
But it's cute. Sorry.
All right. It rhymes-ish.
We will add it to our list of things. Like, for instance, you cannot wax a pony.
Twice.
No.
No, you can't.
No.
Not twice.
No, you cannot.
No.
You might get away with it once.
You might.
Okay. All right. Night. I thought, you know what? If you throw rice at me,
you're going to catch it. Come on.
Yes, I am.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm.
What's the thing again? I have something hard head. What?
A hard head makes for a soft bottom.
Okay. That makes absolutely no sense of any kind. Let me write that down. Okay. 19 minutes.
Look, it's better than. It's better
you know what?
Than,
I know. Here's where I understand MAGA because I'm in a frangela cult. I just love everything they say. I do anything they tell me to.
It makes no sense.
Makes no sense at all. Okay, 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo.
I'm telling you. Listen, where is this? Oh, you know who's a hero of democracy? Oh. Jeff Merkley, who says he's talking about prosecuting. Where is it? Hold, please. It's in another awful stack.
Uh-oh.
I got it. Oh, yes. Ron Wyden. I apologize. Oh. I got the wrong senator. He's pulled no punches about his reaction to Paramount's bending of the knee, saying that he would bring federal charges because it's a pure case of bribery.
Yeah.
And if you want companies that do not bend the knee, that stand up for your values, Credo Mobile. Switch to America's only progressive phone company. You get great coverage, great competitive plans. More importantly, every month, Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits like ACLU that is fighting all these awful Supreme Court decisions.
Right.
Switching to Credo, so smart, so easy, a big way to make a difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller, listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com.
A beautifully wrapped, glossy, sweet-smelling show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, summer's here. Time to relax and hit the refresh. But if stress, sleepless nights, and sore muscles are getting in the way, CB Distillery has got you covered. CB Distillery's 4th of July sale is on, and you can save up to 50% site-wide with the code VIP. I'm a huge fan of the relief stick. I use it on my lower back after every bike ride. CB Distillery's got plant-based solutions for just about everything. Better sleep, relaxation, mood, and focus, even pain after exercise. It's all made with premium hemp grown right here in the U.S. No fillers or artificial ingredients. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. The 4th of July sale is the perfect time to stock up and save up to 50% off with that code VIP. If you haven't tried CBD, there's no better time than now. Visit CBDistillery.com. Use my promo code VIP. CBDistillery.com. That is CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP. One more time, CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're going to find incredible savings during the 4th of July sale at Verlo Mattress. We dare you to compare our American-made, locally crafted, factory direct mattresses. You see, we handcraft every Verlo mattress locally and pass the savings on to you. And every mattress we make is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Save big when you upgrade to an adjustable base. And the more you buy, the more you save on pillows, sheets, and mattress protectors. But you'd better hurry. American-made, locally crafted. Verlo.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the Recombobulation Area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with three awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
I took her out, it was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants, but then I turned on the TV.
Stephanie Miller.
And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I saw more of these on TV shows. What the hell is ABD?
What? Yeah, it is. Not Friday, Thursday with Frangela, because happy July 4th.
Right.
Hey, just in time for July 4th, Frangela, Gallup poll shows pride in being American has slipped to a record low. Isn't that surprising? Not. Oh,
not
only
at all.
Only 4 in 10 of Gen Z, that's you over there, little lady,
yeah,
expressed a high level of pride of being an American. I you know what I said, Frangela? It is so depressing going into July 4th in a way, but I think we have to celebrate the America we love and that we want it. We can have to bring back. We have to.
Yeah.
I mean, we're the only ones that can do it. No, like we were saying, unlike, you know, Germany 1930s, no one's coming to rescue us.
Yeah.
You know,
no.
Mm-hmm. It's going to take a lot of work to bring the America we love back.
Yeah.
You know, we got to get to work as soon as we can.
I mean, what kills me is the America that we were still fighting to change.
Right.
It's like, really? all that work.
We were, you know, getting closer to a perfect union. And now we're like, we're going the wrong way.
Directly. It's like losing an entire Word document. You know, yeah, you're like, now I got to go back and retype everything.
I forgot to save.
I was going to make changes to begin with.
America forgot to hit save, and now we have to reboot the entire thing.
This is what I'm saying.
Computer off. Yeah, Trump said, I made the USA the hottest country in the world. I think that's only true if he's talking about climate change.
Right.
But otherwise, it's just everything they say at this point is a lie. He's just, jobs are pouring into the U.S. No, we just had this horrible jobs report.
Horrific.
I mean,
but you know what? This is where you were saying it earlier, Stephanie, where I get mad again at the media, because it has taken them this long to say these things are lies. It has taken them this, like, had they been doing this, had they been doing actual reporting in his first Reich, we might not be here.
Yeah. Yeah. We were playing, this real quick, Representative Josh Riley on the floor real quick.
This bill will kill good blue-collar manufacturing jobs that we need to rebuild the economy in this country. It closes rural hospitals, it defunds health care, all to give trillions of dollars in tax cuts to your cronies. Don't tell me you give a shit about the middle class when all you're doing is shitting on the middle class.
Oh.
And of course, there is the clutching of pearls. Representative Steve Womack, Republican of Arkansas, reprimanded Riley and it reminded him to avoid vulgar speak. We do have families.
Oh, please.
Oh, my God. Really? The families you're ripping Medicaid away from and health care and, oh, my God. Right?
No, I'm trying to kill your family is what he's saying.
Yeah.
I don't need them. I don't need my delicate ears assaulted.
No.
Yeah, we have families.
No. With an assaulter, felon at the helm, you can't tell me about family values. Not never again.
No.
Yeah. I mean, the disingenuous clutching of the pearls just gets me every time, right?
Trump
will say it tomorrow, and they'll be like, it's brilliant. There hasn't been oratory like this since the Federalist
Papers. Just called Joe Biden a son of a bitch outside, you know, alligator Auschwitz. But there's, you know, but that's all fine. Oh, it's just, I can't. All right, 29 minutes after the hour. I need more Frangela.
Yes.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's official, Wisconsin has a budget. It all happened after a marathon session yesterday at the Capitol, and Governor Tony Evers signed the bill at about 1:30 in the morning. Jimmy Cuska has the details.
The bill passed the state Senate late Wednesday evening.
There are 19 ayes, 14 noes, and the bill is passed.
Then it was the Assembly's turn voting after midnight.
There are 59 ayes and 39 noes. Senate Bill 45 is concurred in.
The Assembly gaveled out at 12:49 a.m. Thursday, capping a marathon session to finish the state legislature's end of the budget process.
Wisconsin State Assembly is adjourned.
The budget bill passed with bipartisan support in both chambers. Assembly Representative and co-chair of the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee, Mark Bourne, said that this year's budget came about the same way as other recent budget bills.
Every budget that has come through this committee since Governor Evers has been in office has been a bipartisan budget because Republicans have crafted most of it, and the governor has signed it.
Governor Evers said after signing the bill that he never seriously considered vetoing the entire budget, as it would have jeopardized over $1 billion in health care funding, as well as investments in child care, special education reimbursement, the UW system, and infrastructure. Evers issued 23 partial vetoes, several of them due to a lack of funding provided for the Nelson Knowles Stewardship Program. In signing the bill, Evers said that the compromise between both parties in the legislature, along with the governor's office, led to the creation of a bipartisan budget. 7 Democrats in the Assembly and 5 in the Senate voted to pass the budget. 4 Republicans in the Senate and 1 in the Assembly voted against the bill. Evers touted the impact that the budget will have on families and said, quote, the budget is proof of what we can all accomplish when we put politics aside. The final price tag on the budget is $111.1 billion. The full budget bill and veto message is available on our website at civicmedia.us. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
It is going to be a hot and humid couple of days. Today, sunny with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm late this afternoon and again tonight. Our high today, 88. Tonight, upper 60s. The 4th of July will be sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 91. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 81.
This summer, have some fun at Castlecade Arcade with unlimited play all day for only $15.
Unlimited play excludes any games that give out prizes or products. See location for details.
With locations inside Madison's East and West Town Malls, Castlecade Arcade is the perfect place for your next graduation, birthday party, or special event. Castlecade Arcade would like to thank those members of the armed forces who've defended our freedom while serving our country, and would like to wish everyone a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
Next up, you'll hear Matt Rothschild in the guest host chair helping you and your family gear up for a big July 4th weekend. He's got thoughts, and I want to hear them. So do you. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
77, or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing.
It's not an option. It's
This is not the time to be afraid. This is the time to stand up and fight back and to resist any temptation for them to divide us. We're in this together. The rule of law is on our side, and the one institution that has stood by our side is the courts. We will not give in, not give up. We will not capitulate. We will not bow. We will not bend. We will survive.
Fire! Frangela sent that to me because America's early warning system.
Black ladies.
Thank you. Hi, good morning, Frangela. Thank you for sending that.
That's why we love her. Love Letitia.
We're all like holding each other up at this point, aren't we? I mean, I'm not kidding when I tell you my mental health hinges on you being here because I, you know, there are only so
That's
many...
a dangerous.
Yeah, really. But we all, we do. We all, like, you guys always say that. When you get tired, you know, you take a rest until you can come back into the fight. You know, do what, find your joy. Don't let them take your joy, whatever that is.
Don't let them take your joy, because that actually is, it hurts them. So if you just, even from a petty point of view, your joy is a weapon.
Right. Yes, and I want to encourage everyone to take exquisite care.
I mean,
of
exquisite.
Them, exquisite care of yourself.
You don't have to put up with nothing.
That's right. Take exquisite care of yourself.
I don't know if I told you guys the story. I post pictures almost every week with my bike club, my Major Taylor bike club, who's largely an African-American cycling club. And it just, it's what feeds my soul. It just gives me so much joy. I love cycling, but I love the people in particular, and that they do so much great work in the world. They build, we do house builds, we do, helping inner city kids get into cycling and et cetera. And we just had our big international conference here. And I posted pictures during the weekend of the, you know, unrest here. And I was talking about some maggot, I think it was on Twitter, that said, oh, didn't I see some of those people burning cards this weekend in L.A.? And I said to Chris, I'm like, it almost like it took me a second, and I was like, oh, you're a racist hole. Oh, you're implying because they're black that, you know. But I thought, you know what, I'm not going to let them take my joy. You know what? Because we're not going to, like you say, you're not going to, those people that are laughing about alligator Alcatraz are going to be here. Like, we can't let them take our soul and our humanity, right?
What they don't understand is they're going to be an alligator Alcatraz. See, this is the thing that people don't seem to get. There's only one dear leader. Everybody else is expendable.
Yeah. By the way, we were saying I love Jim McGovern. Some guy, I don't know which Republican it was, Chris, gave some huge long, every speech now is like some North, you're like you're in North Korea, about dear leader, and had some big poster about the big beautiful bill. And McGovern, when he was recognized, he said, Mr. Speaker, cult much? And he said, I know the gentleman's poster says it all. It's not about American families. It's about one big party for Trump. It's about swelling up his ego. I mean, that's what it is. It's a party of one guy.
And that's right.
And I was saying, I was just going to say quickly, this is the most pathetic headline. Trump won over big, beautiful bill holdouts by giving them signed merch.
I can't.
That's what it takes to sell out America now.
I can't.
That is disgusting.
I can't.
This bill is crazy. And just go, Angela, because I lost my thought there. You go.
I derailed you.
This is the thing. I think people, too, one of the things I wanted to make sure to talk about today and say is that I feel like people are, at least when I've seen the commentary on news channels, are missing, I think, the larger point of the increase in the ICE budget in this bill.
Oh, my God.
I think what it's about is creating a Trump private army.
Yeah.
I don't think it's about even about, certainly it's not about securing the border, you know, but it's, I don't think that people are talking about, oh, the pork of it, that, you know, building the wall, all those contracts are going to go to his friends, and all this money is going to go to these private contractors who have paid him, or, you know, his friends, his loyalists. But I think what it's really about is having a group of people who are heavily armed, who don't have to have ID, who don't have to have warrants, who just can bust in and pull anybody off the street. This is an SS. This is not...
Yeah.
About, like, that is what I think people need to understand, is that they are taking people who are affirmed racists
Yeah.
People who are, I guarantee you there's some January 6th people in this
yes.
group who are, and they are using them because they don't follow rules. They don't even know the rules they're not following.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as every time we allow them to take someone without ID off the street, the way what they're doing, it's just making it easier for them to build this army.
It's the joy.
And to take us.
Yeah, it's the joy reclip.
And the people that they don't like. Also, this is my point I remembered. The GOP, the Republicans, they don't exist anymore because they're going to add $5 trillion to our deficit. And I was told my entire life.
Your entire life.
My entire black life.
This is what
that these were the people who were fiscal hawks.
Yes,
Dave,
right.
Dave fiscal hawks. What happened to their hawkery?
Frangela,
what
taking
happened?
Us to church.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Well, I was going to say, and it goes to your point of the Joy Reid clip you sent me a couple of days ago. And Joy, again, will join us on Monday. But saying, what is it, Chris? You said exactly like following the rules, which Democrats tended to, is insufficient in the face of fascism,
right.
To your point. Yeah.
Right. Stop.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is your problem. I was talking to my mom and the other day, she's a lawyer. She's a retired lawyer. And I was like, this is what's hard for us. I know crazy evil. Okay. And what I can tell you about crazy evil is they are not hampered or hemmed in any way fettered by things like logic, rationality, compassion, empathy, the law. These are not things that make their decision making that come into play at all.
Yeah.
Democrats do what Joy was saying in that clip, right? They go, well, I don't have the votes for this. I can't bring it to the floor. Republicans don't care.
This story about the merch, Chris. So
yep.
Chip Roy, who is a Republican douchebag and also a putt-putt outside Amarillo.
Right.
Amarillo.
Amarillo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They pronounce the L's in that.
Right. He said yesterday, if we don't deliver on spending restraint, bond markets are going to crater, inflation will continue, interest rates will go up, houses will be less affordable. He called the bill a travesty. The Times says the son of Chip Roy walked away with some merch. So that was whatever principles those were. It's like, oh, really? A hat? Thanks.
Let me ask you, do you think that they asked for the merch or that Trump offered it?
Trump offered it.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah, I believe that.
He did.
Yeah.
But yeah, what this administration is trying to do, they're going to print, they're going to get the quantitative easing, they're going to print more money, they're going to lead us into hyperinflation, and then they're going to privatize every ounce of our lives in digital currency.
Yeah. Yeah.
They want the business to have none of the risk and all of the reward. That's right.
These headlines, I do not believe a good headline out there today. Major bank finds tariffs will cost U.S. employers $82 billion. They would face a direct cost of $82.3 billion from Trump's current tariff plans, a sum that could potentially be managed through price hikes, layoffs, hiring freezes, or lower profit margins. The analysis by the communists at J.P. Morgan Chase.
Sure. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Is among the first to measure direct costs created by the import taxes on businesses. This one, hold please. U.S. auto sales lose steam after tariff-induced shopping spree. U.S. auto sales are losing momentum after a springtime surge fueled by shoppers racing to buy cars before the auto tariffs drove up prices. Some automakers are now seeing consumers retreat. I mean, consumers are scared. I mean,
yes.
You know, the hits just keep on coming, right?
Yeah. The way that the companies plan on making up this loss for them is wages, because you can see what they're doing. They're going all these little protections that people fought for and died for, get ready to lose them all.
Yeah.
Forget about that. You don't have a right to workplace safety.
Administration is withholding more than $6 billion in federal grants for after-school summer programs, English language instruction, adult literacy, and more as a part of a review to ensure grants align with Trump's priorities. I mean, these are the people that go learn English. Well, they're going to take money away from that, too, right?
Well, they don't need to.
Why do you need to learn?
You won't be here to have. If you need to learn English, you shouldn't be here.
And the kind of jobs
that's the way they think.
Yeah, we have people who are born speaking English. English is their first language. Those people, you ain't going to need to read anymore.
In fact, reading is dangerous. It's something that liberal commies do.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I mean, and the administration is flouting the law by holding back money that Congress appropriated. We're way past them, you know, abiding by any rules or any laws. Right?
I'm saying they had Teslas on the front lawn of the White House. These people, people are not afraid of laws.
Angela, I've been sputtering. I mean, we're going to have Mayor Bass on Wednesday. I've been sputtering about it. I know we fight back however we can. There's a federal lawsuit now that we filed in California. But I said the same thing. I'm like, how is this? How can you have a guy with no insignia jump out of an unmarked car and put their without a warrant and put their hands on anybody? I mean,
yeah. No probable cause, no anything.
Yeah.
No telling of anyone. No phone calls. No nothing.
The midterms can't get here fast enough. And I hope we could still vote by then.
Also, well, I just think we got to stop relying on elections. Because the elections that we know are deeply flawed and problematic because they're suppressing the vote. And I have no doubt planning on just stealing it. There's no other way to justify doing policy that is so widely unpopular unless you're really not afraid.
Oh, my God. This bill? I mean, what did Harry Enten say? He said, Holy Toledo. Holy Toledo. These are the worst poll numbers I've seen for and you know, Austin, across a bunch of different polls. The most unpopular bill he's ever seen, right?
Why can't they cut the FCC? Why can't they cut the you can't swear? That might...
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Could they cut the you can't swear?
It would be helpful.
So, yeah, in the fighting back stack, California led a coalition of states in filing a federal lawsuit against the Trump administration over its alleged sharing of Medicaid recipients' health data with immigration enforcement agencies. Once again, here's the small government, the privacy party, right? It's just they have thrown every
principle. They don't exist anymore.
They don't exist.
They're gone. And I think I need us all to stop trying to appeal to their them being Republicans. These are people who are working and vying to please one person.
That's right. What do I always say? Do not recruit. Let's stop recruiting at Klan rallies. Let's really stop trying to recruit at Klan rallies.
It's my favorite thing you say.
Because it's
true. Yeah. No, I mean, this is the thing. Like I say, I guess we got to fight back however we can. It was Ron Wyden, I was saying, it was talking about Paramount being the latest. You know, if this is not flat out bribery, blackmail, whatever you want to call it, I don't know what is. He said Paramount just paid Trump a bribe for merger approval. When Democrats retake power, I will be first in line calling for federal charges. In the meantime, state prosecutors should make the corporate execs who sold out our democracy answer in court today. You've got the South Park creators, right? Mm-hmm. Trey and Matt took aim at Paramount after the merger. They said the merger is a show and it is f***ing up South Park because it's delaying, you know.
Right.
I mean... And again, we keep saying every time you give the bully your lunch money, he's going to come back again.
That's right.
It's not even protect
for
you.
For more.
Absolutely. Because when you give that first yes to the bully, he know he got you.
Well, let me tell you something. They're gonna find out what happens when a lot of America just snaps. Okay, you ever watch that show Snap?
No, on
the Lifetime or whatever.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. They're about to make us all snap, and I know they're not ready for that.
No. But you know what? I believe, as you said, Angela, they're getting their forces in every city ready for that.
Yeah, we're a test case here in L.A.
That's right. These ICE agents are Gestapo. Yeah. That is what they are. Well, they are secret police.
And this is why I'm of the all of the above in terms of fighting back, you know, camp. Gavin Newsom this week was suing Fox News for defamation over a trunk call and seeking $787 million in damages, which is what, you know, they had to pay the last time they lied about the election in 2020. But again, I know it seems like, oh, how can you fight back? Well, I'm glad he's fighting back because they just lie. They just lied about, you know, about this Trump phone call. And I know it's one lie in like a sea of lies, but I just
But they're all important. This is, mm-hmm. I mean, people get I annoy people with this. You can't let a false record stand.
Right.
You know, anywhere. And I know it may get tiring, but every time they lie, you need to be like, no, no.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was
pull the car over.
Yeah. Another depressing judicial headline, SCOTUS to hear challenge to campaign finance limits. I know that that's what everyone thinks is, you know, what we really need is more money in politics. Yeah. I think that.
Mm-hmm. Dark. But I don't want to know what it's doing.
Yeah. Does anybody believe this Trump-Elon fight?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody believes it.
Yeah.
Nobody believes.
Oh, cue bag of rats. Hang on. Well, I'm glad you brought this up. One Trump pollster is laughing off Elon Musk's threat to start a third party. He said, I think it's the ketamine talking in the middle of the night. Trump is the Republican Party right now. He's the conservative movement. There's not a hankering for a third party with Elon Musk. Elon Musk predicted Steve Bannon's going back to prison. Bannon told Musk to go back to South Africa. Then yes. What? Okay. And then Trump said he's going to take a good hard look at deporting. Deporting. I don't know. Fight, 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 big.
I do like it.
Bannon responded by saying he hates Musk. Oh, my God. They're so hard to pick a winner.
And the Daily Beast is reporting this morning that it was Trump who called the New York Times about Elon Musk's drug use.
Oh. Ooh.
Let me tell you something. I hope somebody who has Donald Trump's ear will say this to him, because I think it's important that he hear. Putin would not put up with this. If this was Putin's rich person, he would find himself in front of a very slippery window.
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, a little blown.
I don't know
soup.
Why Trump is putting up with this, because his oligarchs aren't in line.
No.
I mean, and the part that is not funny, I think I mentioned this earlier this week, Frangela, a new study in the Lancet Medical Journal warns cuts to the USAID could result in 14 million deaths in the next 5 years, with children under 5 years of age making up a third of those. That's, you know, Elon Musk's Doge cuts I mean, the fact that that says everything we need to know about all the food rotting that's already paid for around the world and crops rotting here in California in the fields. It's just emblematic of what we're doing to this country and this world.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care. Let me tell you something. These people are here to pump their bags of money. Mm-hmm. The man came out with a cologne. Why it gotta be so low rent? You know what I'm saying?
It's smash and grab.
J-Lo circa 1995. Like, come on.
By the way, Nick Kristof said, especially, to see the toll of the inefficiency, the State Department is one estimate, the cost of shutting down USAID was $6 billion. Someone's saying they're saving money. They've spent $6 billion killing a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we pause. Belle is wrapping me, and children are the future. So 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path Collagen.
Yep.
It's what's keeping this creaky old bag of bones going for a little while longer.
Something has to.
Yes, right. Native Path Collagen, right there in my coffee every morning. It's completely flavorless. It's a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide. It is helping the men's and the women's to significantly strengthen bones, reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness, reverse nail damage, helps with your digestion. All of that in one supplement. You have to take all these separate pills and stuff. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. One more time, getnativepath.com/Stephanie. Supplies are limited. Demand is surging.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You know those brutal summer nights, tossing, turning, flipping the pillow, trying to find that cool spot? I've been there. That's exactly why I switched to Cozy Earth Sheets. They're made from viscose from bamboo, and they're designed to naturally wick away heat and moisture, helping your body stay several degrees cooler at night. I didn't realize how much a difference that makes till I tried them. Studies show that when your body sleeps cooler, it releases more melatonin, so you fall asleep faster, sleep deeper, and wake up feeling actually rested. Plus, cooler sleep can even help you regulate your mood. Cozy Earth completely transformed my 5 to 9, that time that matters most. And with their 100-night sleep trial, you've got nothing to lose. Test them out during the hottest nights of the year, and if you don't love them, send them back. But trust me, you will not want to. Upgrade your summer. Go to CozyEarth.com, use my code Stephanie, and save up to 40% on temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. That is CozyEarth.com. Don't forget that code is Stephanie. Sleep cooler, lounge lighter, stay cozy. CozyEarth.com, the code. To Stephanie.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
This summer, have some fun at Castlecade Arcade with unlimited play all day for only $15.
Unlimited play excludes any game that give out prizes or products. See location for details.
With locations inside Madison's East and West Town Malls, Castlecade Arcade is the perfect place for your next graduation, birthday party, or special event. Castlecade Arcade would like to thank those members of the armed forces who've defended our freedom while serving our country and would like to wish everyone a safe and happy 4th of July.
Sugar River Pizza and the John and Gordy Show have both been nominated for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison. Thanks for your vote. To celebrate, they're throwing Sugar River Pizza parties at workplaces around Madison all summer. If your workplace would like a Best of Madison pizza party with Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy, get to WMDXradio.com and tell us why.
We promise not to embarrass you in front of your boss.
Everyone's already seen you do the I am the walrus bit with the breadsticks, Gordy.
Go to WMDXradio.com for all the details.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. What do we say? We didn't survive the fires in L.A. to be down by ice. Yeah. Pat Benatar, psychic. All right. Good morning, Frangela. Hi.
Hi.
Speaking of awesome women that I want to date and kiss and marry, the queen of, is it the Netherlands that mocked Trump to his face?
Yeah.
About his stupid, you know, flapping Garfield anus lips. So a MAGA host, and this is where we are in America, a Fox News contributor floated the idea that Daddy Trump could vaporize Queen Maxima of the Netherlands with a bunker buster after she clearly mocked Trump during. So that's where we're at. We're just casually suggesting.
Because his feces were hurt.
World War III.
Daddy. Mm-hmm. What is with their daddy issues? I can't with the calling Trump daddy. I just.
Oh, man. Oh, no. Oh, ew.
It's so icky. And we can't have two daddies. We got Daddy Newsom.
Yes, we do.
So you talked about midterms. At least 7 Senate seats will be open in 2026. I mean, honestly, I truly believe we can take back the House and the Senate. I mean,
I do too.
If not now, never. I mean, I don't know what else you would have to do.
What's the point if not now?
Yeah.
Right. Because Tom Tillis is out. I think that's a good, North Carolina is a good opportunity and blah, blah, blah. Okay. The other person that he threatened was a judge in Israel to stop Netanyahu's trial, fellow war criminal.
Yep.
Yeah. Netanyahu's trial is going to, it's weird they're not listening to Trump. The Israeli court has refused to postpone the corruption trial of Netanyahu after Trump demanded that the case be dropped. What? His delusions of grand, how does he think he can demand other countries do things or drop, you know, lawsuits.
He thinks he's a king.
Yeah.
He really does.
Of the world.
That's right.
Now, he's not just going to be the king of this country. He thinks he's king of the world.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. He can't find America on a map, and we all know it.
And we all know that Leonardo DiCaprio was the king of the world. I mean, come on.
Hello.
Okay. Frangela, I love you. You can get
you
can get final word, idiot of the week, sexyliberal.com. Happy 4th of July. Love you so much.
Love you.
We'll see you Monday.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Dan Schaefer, political editor at Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area, will be here to update us live on the latest of the state budget and another holiday edition of What's Worse. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. He's been talking since 5 a.m. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries speaking out against President Trump's spending bill. He's been listing everything the Democrats think is wrong with the spending package. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will call a vote, and he does expect the bill to pass after Jeffries sits down. The Labor Department says the nation added 147,000 jobs to the U.S. economy last month, more than economists had expected. In the midst of the trade war, the nation's trade deficit is also growing.
The U.S. is still importing far more than it exports, as reflected in the numbers from May, with $279 billion in goods and services going out and $350 billion coming in. The figure tumbled in April by the largest amount on record as companies and consumers no longer were rushing to get imports ahead of President Trump's tariffs.
ABC's Jim Ryan, 14 people wounded, 4 killed in a drive-by shooting in Chicago that happened overnight. This is ABC News.